This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Someone in New Hampshire recently sold $61 million worth of weapons to Saudi Arabia, but figuring out who that person is proving to be a challenge. NHPR's Todd Bookman has been trying to track down what can be learned about this shipment. He joins me now. Hey, Todd.
Hi, Peter.
So, Todd, how did you first hear about this weapons sale?
The New Hampshire Business Review. It mentioned in a story out last week that exports from New Hampshire to Saudi Arabia jumped in the third quarter of 2018. And the Business Review noted that one reason for the jump was a $61 million increase in arms sales. These numbers are put out by the U.S. Census Bureau. They keep extremely detailed records of imports and exports. And when you dig deeper into this jumbled system of export codes, you can find that the $61 million came from one single transaction that took place in August of this year. And you can even see that it shipped out of the port in Baltimore.
So someone shipped $61 million worth of weapons from New Hampshire to Saudi Arabia in August. Do we know what type of weapons?
Again, the Census Bureau's record keeping on this topic gets really granular. Its database shows that all of the products in that sale were classified as military weapons, specifically rocket launchers, grenade launchers, flamethrowers, or torpedo tubes. These aren't personal firearms. These are clearly weapons of war that went to Saudi Arabia, which is engaged in an ongoing war in Yemen.
So I guess the obvious question is who? I mentioned person at the outset, but it could be a company. Which New Hampshire company or companies made this sale?
Well, that's still unclear. The Census Bureau isn't allowed to release that kind of information. Under federal law, something called the Arms Export Control Act, any sale of weapons to a foreign country does need approval. It's a multi-step process that involves several agencies and notification of Congress. While some of that is public, this shipment could have been rolled up into a bigger arms request, and the companies involved are not named. So unless the company wants to send out a press release announcing its sale, the public often doesn't get to find out who made these shipments.
And I gather no New Hampshire company has claimed credit.
At this point, no. Being a small state, of course, there are only a few, likely potential sources. Six Hour comes to mind. It's a major arms maker with a documented history of selling to foreign governments. They're based in Newington. They didn't respond to a request for comment. BAE Systems manufactures precision rockets here in New Hampshire. They didn't respond to a request for comment. Keep in mind, we're not talking about an arms contract with the U.S. Army or a NATO member, you know, something a company would want to brag about. Not everybody wants to be associated, at least publicly at this moment, with Saudi Arabia.
Right. The alleged killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi has raised a lot of questions about the U.S. relationship with the Saudi kingdom. The ongoing humanitarian crisis in Yemen is also generating a lot of concern. New Hampshire Senator Jeanne Shaheen, who sits on the Foreign Relations Committee, has been an active voice on this issue on Capitol Hill. What did she have to say about this arms sale from her own backyard?
Well, we got a short statement from her spokesperson. It says that Senator Shaheen continues to lead efforts in the Senate to hold Saudi leadership accountable for what it calls, quote, horrific human rights abuses. Her office notes that Shaheen is, in fact, co-sponsoring a bill that seeks to halt all weapon sales to the Saudi kingdom. And that would include transactions like this $61 million New Hampshire sale. But to date, that hasn't come up for a vote.
All right. NHPR's Todd Bookman, thanks very much.
Thank you, Peter.
And you can find a full report by Todd on this topic at nhpr.org.